Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, welcome to Jazzy and the VIP. Thank you for being with us today. This is an exciting talk show that we will host once a week in collaboration with Avalon Entertainment. Together, we will get to know some of the most interesting people around the world in all type of industry, like business, sports, music, network marketing, finance, and much more. You know what I'm talking about, these people who have made it. They will take the time to share their stories and some tips for success. And I'm sure by listening to these leaders' personal stories and success tips, it will help many of us with our personal development. And guess what? It starts now.
Today we have the pleasure to get to know that guy everybody's talking about here in Las Vegas, Tylo Moses. That I personally met, a guy with a big heart, a leader with an amazing story. As I say in my previous radio show, to be a great leader, you must be a good servant. And that exactly represents Tylo, the founder of Serving Hope. Hello, Tylo, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm fantastic. Thank you so much. I'm so excited to have you on my show today.
Thank you.
So can you talk to us a little more about yourself? Who are you?
Sure. My name is Tylo Moses, and I am the founder of Serving Hope LV, or Serving Hope Las Vegas. And I've been leading my organization now for about a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And we are an organization that is grassroots, and we are driven by the word giftivism. And giftivism, by definition, is anything that is a radical change that sparks kindness in the world and in the minds of people that we affect.
Okay. So what makes you a great leader? Is it because of the story you have? Can you share a little more about your story?
Sure. So what I do with our organization is we give back. That's what we do, and that's how we kind of put our mark on the world. And we started with just a pot of spaghetti and myself. And I went down to the homeless corridor and I served 30 people on a pot of spaghetti. And as soon as I served those 30 people with that one pot of spaghetti, my next initial thought was, I wonder how many I could serve with two pots of spaghetti. So I went back to the same homeless corridor the following week with two pots of spaghetti and I served close to 60 people. And then I told someone who told someone who told someone who told someone. Where if you fast forward just a year and 6 months now that we've been doing this, we have now over 100 volunteers. And my drive and how I got started in this, and I guess what makes me a good leader is the fact that less than 2 years ago, I myself was homeless too. So I know exactly, you know, who I'm serving, know exactly what they need, what kind of resources that are available to them. And not only that, but I know when they're ready. Because for the most part, for anyone to change, you have to be ready.
Okay, so you say you went homeless yourself, so how did you reach success? I mean, how did you get up and do better in your life? And
so, I guess you're looking for the turning point, right? So what was the turning point? The turning point for me was there was two turning points. The first turning point was when I called my mom after being homeless for a few weeks. And I thought if I called her that maybe she would help me. And then I called her and just like whenever anyone calls their mother, sometimes all they want to hear is comforting words and that everything is going to be okay and that your mom will take care of you. But when I called her and told her I was homeless, instead of her saying all of those things, she basically said for me to go to a shelter.
Oh, my God.
So that was kind of turning point number one. Turning point number two was when I had decided that I was no longer going to eat out of garbage cans.
Mm-hmm.
Because during the point of when I was homeless, I wasn't sleeping in a car because I didn't have a car. I wasn't sleeping on couches, so I didn't have a couch. I literally slept in public areas and ate out of garbage cans. And then one day I was eating out of the garbage, and I just decided that I was better than that.
Mm-hmm. So when you went to art time, did you ever think about giving it?
Of course. I always, there is a part, I guess when I was homeless for about almost the seventh month, there was times where I thought about, you know, just ending it, you know, where I thought about throwing myself in front of a moving car,
wow.
You know, and I thought about it a lot because I was sick and tired of being sick and tired. And I was more tired of feeling like a failure.
So what gives you the power to do that? Did you have a why? Did you have a belief?
Yeah, my belief was just that I was better than that. That I was better than giving up. That I was better than, you know, being homeless. That there was more in this world for me, and I was meant for more. And that hope and that promise to myself to discover whatever that is kept me going. Mm-hmm. So that was my why, was to figure out what is it that I was meant here, I was meant to do, and trying to get there and finding out what that is.
That is a very good thing, because now do you feel like you have a big impact in that community?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, well, we call them less fortunates, but yeah, the homeless community. You know, and we've grown so big that we no longer just serve those who are homeless. We serve those who are less fortunate, meaning homeless, but also unemployed and underemployed.
Mm-hmm.
So people that actually do have a home and they are working, we support them as well, because they could be single moms, single dads. Maybe they have 3 or 4 children and they work 2 jobs, but for some reason they still can't keep food in a refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
So we help them too by delivering free food to their door.
Mm-hmm.
So we can help them keep their lights on. We can help them keep their car payments. We can help them make their car insurance, because we're helping them subsidize a food bill that we're dropping off for free, which is money they can use somewhere else to make sure they get through today.
So do you have any story that less fortunate was on the street, that is not on the street anymore? Or?
Yeah. Well, you met one of them, yeah.
That's exactly why I want to talk about it, because
yeah.
I first one of them. I want you to talk about his story, because that's very beautiful.
Yeah, so we have a few, but our favorite story is the one of Carl. And Carl is someone who is less fortunate, or was less fortunate. And Carl is someone who is living on the streets. He, again, just like myself, didn't have any permanent residence or shelter. He basically slept in parks.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, through our one-night event on Monday nights that we call Give Back Mondays, where we serve anywhere from 250 to 560 less fortunate people in one night with food, clothing, and hygiene, Carl was one of those people. So just by us being down there and serving at the same exact spot where I served my first pot of spaghetti, just by being down there, Carl just fell in love with being around us, because we were so supportive. You know, we were always saying hello to him. We were always giving him hugs. We were always making him feel important. Even if it was just helping us set up our tables, it was a job that he did, and he did it well, and he took on by himself.
Okay.
So just by him being around us and us showing him the support, you know, he came to me one day, and he asked me, where can he get one of our T-shirts? And we have T-shirts where all the volunteers and family members wear, where if you come down more than 4 consecutive Mondays in a row, you get a free T-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
So Carl was helping us out now 6 Mondays, 7 Mondays in a row, and he finally got the nerve the urgency to walk up to me and say, hey, Tyler, where do I get a T-shirt, or when do I get a T-shirt? And I said, Carl, you get one next week. So I gave him a T-shirt the following week, and he loved it, and he wore it every Monday. And then he came up to me a few Mondays later, and he had his shirt in his hand, and he said, you know, Tyler, I need to give you your shirt back. And I said, Carl, what's wrong? Are you moving out of state? Am I not going to see you anymore? Like, what's going on? And he said, Tyler, there's something that I didn't tell you. I actually have a drug habit, and that I have decided if I continue to wear your shirt, that I'm doing your shirt an injustice. Like, I'm not representing your organization the way that I should. So he said, here's my shirt. I'm going to go check myself into rehab.
Mm-hmm.
And when I get out of rehab, clean and sober, he said, I'm coming back for my shirt.
Wow.
So today, Carl is clean. He's sober. He has a job. He's working on getting a place. And he has health insurance.
Wow.
And all this happened literally in less than 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
So he's went from being someone who was homeless, no job, with a drug addiction, to someone who's clean, sober, with a job, and health insurance, and looking for residence.
Just by you going there.
Just
every
by
Monday.
Us being there consistently every Monday and showing him that he can do it.
Mm-hmm. So, Zaido, you're very strong mentally because of your story. And what are the best habits that any person who goes through hard time should have? What do you recommend to people going through hard time right now?
Yeah, you need to believe first and foremost. You got to believe in something, right? And, you know, whether you believe in yourself or you believe that tomorrow's going to be a better day, you have to believe in something, right? Because that belief actually causes you to take action.
Mm-hmm.
And once you take action and you have a course chartered in front of you and you walk that path, things will change.
Mm.
But it starts with believing in yourself first. So the first thing I would say is believe in yourself. Second thing I would say is know that you're better than you are.
Mm-hmm.
So search whatever that perfection is within yourself, whatever that calling is, whatever you feel in your heart, not in your mind, because sometimes your mind can, you know, play tricks on you. But whatever it is that you feel in your heart and soul that you want to do, just do it.
Mm-hmm.
And first believe that you can do it, but do it. That's the action part.
So what do you do every day to get better than yesterday? What is your habit every day?
I try to surround myself with people who are smarter than myself,
mm-hmm.
So which is a very humbling experience, because a lot of people like to walk around like they know everything, but we really don't even know anything at all. So one of the habits that I keep is that I like to surround myself with people who are smarter than myself. So I try my best to stay in contact with those people, first find out who they are, and then stay in contact with them, see if they'd like to go out for coffee, just pick their brain and get to figure out who they are and how they get to where they are today. And then the second thing I do is I read. I love to read. So at one point before I went homeless, I didn't read at all. But when you go homeless and you don't have the luxuries of TV, electricity, or anything like that, you find yourself throwing yourself into books because it helps you waste the time, helps the day go by faster. And it actually puts your mind somewhere else where you're not in your current situation. And I fell in love with reading during this time. So today, I try to read at least a book a month.
Okay. What kind of book do you read? Can you recommend something for listeners?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's a book by on Jack Welch. It's called Straight from the Gut. It's a fantastic book. I'd recommend that. It's a book on leadership, and when Jack Welch was actually leading GE, General Electric. There's also a second book that I'd recommend that I've read before I'm reading the book now. It's actually called The Kid and the CEO, which is a great story of a guy who was going through some hardships. He ended up going to jail. He met his mentor while he was in jail, and he ended up turning his life around just by listening to everything his mentor said to do. And when he got out of jail, he ended up starting a landscaping business, which grew, and he became a mentor to someone else.
Oh, wow.
So it's a great book. And as of right now, I'm actually reading the book Resilience.
Mm-hmm.
And Resilience is a great book. It's written by an ex-Navy SEAL. And what he talks about is actually getting through hardships, getting through hard times. And the way the book is written, it's almost like letters that he wrote to a friend of his that he went to, I guess, boot camp with. And And his friend was going through some hardships with alcoholism, and he was actually talking to him through these letters to help him go through it, become successful again. So this book, Resilience, is based off of those letters that he wrote to his friend.
So do you think like the less fortunate should have more access to personal development, like organization or whatever, to help themselves grow?
I think that's part of the process, yeah. That's part of the process.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Second, they need to take action. And then once they're ready to take action, then they're ready to read and work on personal development.
Okay. I wish we had more time, but can you tell us what is your future project, or if you have anything going on?
Absolutely, yeah. I'm launching my book next year in 2016.
I'm so proud of you.
I'm launching my book, and my book is actually my journal that I kept while I was homeless.
Oh, my God.
So I'm throwing that into a book, and I'll be launching that next year. We're also going to be officially launching our clothing, which is a buy one, give one clothing line, where anything that you purchase, we're actually going to gift something away to someone who's less fortunate. So if you purchase a T-shirt, we'll give a T-shirt away. If you purchase a hat, we'll give a hat away, etc.
So how can people get in contact with your work and see your work? Do you have a Facebook account?
Absolutely. They can follow me on Facebook. It's Silo, S-I-L-O-H, Moses, M-O-S-E-S, on Facebook. Or they can search the hashtag GiveBackMondays or the hashtag ServingLV.
So it happened every Monday in Las Vegas?
Every Monday in Las Vegas, yes.
Okay. So thank you very much, Taito, for your time. I really appreciate to have you on my show today.
Sure, it was a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. And thank you for the listener. We will be back next week on Jazzy and the VIP. Have a nice day.